Time to talk movies on the 100% Hunter Breakfast Show. Eddie, how are you this morning?
I'm great, thanks. Andrew, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Today, we've decided to look at the year of 1999, which produced quite a number of fantastic films, and I've set you the task of giving me your top three. Are you up to that challenge?
Andrew, I reckon I can handle this, mate. Let's go.
All right, well, we'll start at number three, Magnolia. This is the one starring Tom Cruise, yeah?
Yes, it is. It's one of Paul Thomas Anderson's films from the 90s, and very different look at Tom Cruise, and it's got a fantastic cast, John C. Reilly, Julianne Moore, a number of others that are involved in that. And look, it was probably one of those films that upon release got some good notice, but in the years since has really grown in stature, and Paul Thomas Anderson is one of the best directors working today, and it's an amazing human-focused drama that centres on a number of people in Los Angeles. And look, it's strong stuff, it's pretty heavy going, but it's a really magnificent epic that's probably about 3 hours exactly on the dot in runtime. But yeah, look, if for whatever reason you haven't ever checked out Magnolia, it's well worth a look if you're in the mood for a drama that's going to be really about, you know, the characters and the everyday lives they live.
It's funny, I've tried watching that film twice and I don't know why I never got to the end of it both times. It's not because I didn't like it, just something got in the way. So I do have to get back to that. This film, however, this, you know how there's always a film that if you're passing a television and it's on, you sit down and watch for a few minutes and the next thing you know, you've gone right to the end. This is one for me, Fight Club.
Yeah, David Fincher's classic, mate, that, like Magnolia actually, didn't make that big of a splash when it first came out for whatever reason, but you know, in the years since, it's become one of the most well-renowned films of all time. Very strongly goes back to when the VHS and DVD sales existed in the early 2000s, that it became a massive hit as people bought and shared the film. And Brad Pitt, Edward Norton, it's an absolute anti-establishment classic, and probably the best roles of Norton and also Pitt. They're absolutely magnificent in the film, in the lead roles. And David Fincher, of course, made Seven and Curious Case of Benjamin Button. It's arguable too that it's possibly his best film, and when you weigh that up against a film like Seven, it's a pretty big call, but a magnificent, magnificent film that's unlike anything else.
I'd also throw in there probably the best film for Helena Bonham Carter, although she has a big catalogue, and also the best film for Meatloaf that I've ever seen him in.
I was about to say, yeah, Meatloaf, surprisingly Oscar-worthy in a supporting role, I think.
I don't know if he was acting. And finally, a sci-fi film that pretty much changed the whole landscape of sci-fi films, starring Keanu Reeves, who recently celebrated a birthday, The Matrix.
Yeah, The Matrix. So it's crazy to think that it's 21 years old this year, and we've got a new one coming out next year, fingers crossed. But look, The Matrix by the Wachowskis, Keanu Reeves, Lawrence Fishburne, Carrie-Anne Moss, absolutely changed the sci-fi landscape and created a whole new Hollywood action-type feel with the slow-mo bullet vibe that was taken from kung fu cinema. And it still stands up today. It's a really ageless film. You know, the effects and things may be a little bit nowadays dated, but still it is a story and full of characters that are absolutely colourful and unique. It holds up really well, and I'm very interested to see where they're going to take The Matrix 4. Obviously, the sequels released after The Matrix were good too, but they weren't as good as The Matrix, and he's hoping the new one coming out soon can get a little bit closer to what the first one brought.
Eddie, back around the 2000s, there was a big push for Hollywood blockbusters to be filmed in Australia. I would argue that this was the best of all of them that was ever filmed in Sydney, actually, at the studios there.
Yeah, look, you're not wrong there, and it brought a lot of attention to the Australian film landscape, the capabilities that could be done down here with studios and set pieces, and The Matrix Reloaded, even the second film there in the series, really even upped the ante again there with some crazy set pieces that were filmed around Australia. And it's an important part of Australia's economy, really, to make sure we get more films like this. And I know the government's doing something similar, so he's hoping and fingers crossed that we can get some more big projects, you know, akin to The Matrix, filmed here on our shores.
I agree. Well, that is Eddie's top three for 1999, just reviewing The Magnolia, Fight Club and The Matrix. Go and check them out. Do a marathon over the weekend. Eddie, as always, we'll catch up and talk more movies next week.
No problems at all, Andrew. We'll speak then.